This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. President Joe Biden on Wednesday asked the U.S. intelligence community to redouble its efforts to investigate the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he and most other scientists believe the virus most likely occurred naturally.
But no one knows that 100% for sure.
And it's possible the virus emerged from a lab accident, a theory the Biden administration spent months minimizing. The president now says those are the two likely scenarios the intelligence community is considering, and he wants officials to redouble their efforts.
We have to get a better sense of the origin of COVID-19, and also how do we prevent the next pandemic.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the president wants a report within 90 days. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. government health officials have approved a third antibody drug to help reduce the impact of COVID-19 on infected patients. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's authorized the emergency use of a new drug with the goal of reducing hospitalizations and patient deaths. The drug comes from GlaxoSmithKline and Vir Biotechnology, designed to treat mild to moderate cases of COVID-19, where patients are at risk of severe illness because of advanced age or underlying health conditions. This antibody drug is given through an IV and should be administered within 10 days after symptoms develop. Health officials say the demand has been low for two similar drugs already on the market. They suspect hospitals don't have a clear picture of the drug's availability. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. An employee opened fire Wednesday at a California rail yard serving Silicon Valley, killing eight people before ending his own life. Authorities said the suspect was an employee of the Valley Transportation Authority, which provides bus, light rail, and other transit services throughout Santa Clara County, the largest county in the Bay Area. At a news conference, California Governor Gavin Newsom, who visited with victims' family members, said he was angered by the continuing gun violence.
Politics, stale rhetoric, finger-pointing, all a hand-wringing consternation that produces nothing except more fury and frustration, more scenes like this repeated over and over.
Law enforcement officials identified the shooter as 57-year-old Sam Cassidy. Investigators offered no immediate word on a possible motive. The shooting took place Wednesday morning at a light rail facility in San Jose, next door to the sheriff's department and across a freeway from the airport. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken ended his Middle East tour to bolster the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip by praising Jordan's King Abdullah's crucial leadership in helping to secure the truce. Speaking Wednesday after his meeting with the king, Blinken praised Jordan's recent contributions to help bring an end to the conflict in Israel and demonstrate the kingdom's enduring role as a force for peace in the region.
If we want to avoid a return to the harrowing violence of recent weeks, the countries of this region need to help and support one another.
Blinken arrived in Jordan, where half the population of 10 million is of Palestinian origin, after meeting earlier in the day in Cairo with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry. Blinken began Wednesday by meeting with Israel's President Reuven Rivlin, closing the first leg of his first trip to the Middle East since becoming the top U.S. diplomat. Amazon will buy MGM in an $8.45 billion deal. We get details from AP's Julie Walker.
Amazon, which owns Prime Video, already has its own studio with shows like The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. But adding MGM means access to thousands of films like the James Bond franchise, along with TV shows and the opportunity to develop more from intellectual property. Amazon will also get cable channel Epix, which MGM owns. The deal still needs the customary approval from regulators. It's the latest media industry deal that's aimed at boosting streaming services to compete against Netflix and Disney+. AT&T and Discovery announced earlier in the month they were combining. I'm Julie Walker.
Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.